to hear from another familiar face. You guys have been with Deacon for a while, and you know this guy. He is a prominent nutrition expert. He's a sought-after authority in multiple disciplines and counts notable celebrities among his roster. More than 30,000 clients. You guys know what I'm going to talk about right now? I might ask for a drum roll. Everybody give a drum roll for Master Colin Shiny Turbulent and longtime TV collaborator, Roger Trevor. Now you might be thinking, well, she was sick, she had a liver transplant, how could she be healthy? Well, that was one small part of her that, because of some, you know, family issues, just did not function right. But that doesn't mean you only focus on that, because there's an entire rest of you that needs nutrition. And the amount of health that you concentrate on every single day influences everything and your experience of your life while you're undergoing some major health challenge. You know, I myself, when I got into Chinese herbology and started my path through nutrition and becoming a consultant, in the herbal world. I had chronic fatigue. I didn't have enough energy to lift bottles up and put them on a shelf in a retail store. Three of them was about my max, right? I came up with this system I had where, because I was stocking shelves, I was an apprentice in a Chinese herb shop, where I had all these bottles on a tray, and I would pull it out and let my arm fall, because the swinging motion, if I flipped my shoulder, would come up to the shelf, because I couldn't lift my arm up. And so, but at the same time, I was eating really well. And when I found the thing that my system needed to move me out of my condition, I had so much vibrant energy in me, it just wasn't connected, that it didn't take me that long to just make a quantum leap into another state of health. And this is the thing you have to realize in nutrition. You don't run around and look for one thing that's going to make you think, that's going to cover that one symptom, that's going to make you feel healthy. No, you live a lifestyle and you incorporate things into your diet that make you feel vibrant and alive until that one thing clicks, and then your whole system changes. It's a different idea. So many people run around, which product am I going to buy? What's the one thing that's going to make me, you know, the vibrant, happy, uplifted person that I need to be? It's not the one thing. It's the idea and the fact that you're making an effort to actually take care of yourself. This is the thing I realized that when I had chronic fatigue and all wrapped up in stress and self-esteem and all these issues, to realize one day that I read this amazing story about the fact that you take care of yourself with food, proper food and sleep, is the biggest signal to your internal self that you actually love yourself. That you're willing to make an effort to take care of you, even though there's other things going on. And this is why I get so excited about nutrition, because nutrition is really not about symptoms. It's not medicine. We talk about it that way all the time. It's about taking care of your body, this temple. You know, doesn't every religion say your body is a temple? And yet most people treat it like a tent. Some temporary thing that is going to disappear. It's actually a temple. So you treat it that way. And so this is what I think about when I see things like KBB. Why was I so excited about a jar of protein powder? You know, why does that excite me? Because when you change your breakfast, you change your cravings for sugar, your brain loses cravings. Your brain actually starts to function in a different area. That's what's so exciting about it. You know, it is a great product. It's really nutritious. It has amazing amounts of great things in it, nutrition for all aspects of your body. But the reality is we're all stressed. And you know what? We sit in the part of our brain that literally sees everything in the world as a danger because we're stressed. And yet when you eat a protein breakfast, it gives your brain a different type of energy and it moves into an area where you spend more of your time thinking about creative training and inspiration and vision and having an appreciation for all those things and the ability to just experience pleasure. That's really what that's about. I mean, it's great to go out and talk about protein and having a great breakfast, but you have to look at the deeper truth of everything that you put into your system. And every one of the products has a deeper truth to it. You know, I look at things like mental clarity. They came out with 10-4. You know, and now I have to tell you a little trick about being really good at nutrition. You know what the number one thing is that you have to be really good at nutrition? An imagination. Most people lack imagination because why? They're too stressed. They're locked down in a different part of their brain. They're not up here in creativity and what's really going on. So when I look at mental clarity and I look at 10-4, right away I don't think about antioxidants. I think about vision. I think about how the circulation in your brain changes and how you get rid of inflammation that actually keeps you from connecting everything in your brain, and all of a sudden you're having thoughts and inspirations that you didn't have before, and you're excited about the way you feel, and you're feeling clean, and you're feeling alive, and you're just accessing ideas. That's what mental clarity is about. It's not about, you know, taking care of my head today. It's about what am I going to get involved with that inspires me, and I'm allowing my brain to have the actual physical health it needs to experience that. This is the big thing, just like the person who had the transplant, and she came out of it so quickly because she was in a position to have that experience, right? And this is what I tell people when I put them on program. I'm putting you in an energetic position to have a different experience of your life. Because so much, I mean, look at all the talks we've had in the last couple days. And by the way, I just love that talk yesterday with Julie, and just the so much inspiration about what she does with her work. And Susan Carver's talk touched me so much. You know, and I got to start thinking, that's really what it's about. But you know what? It's easier to be like that when you're healthy, isn't it? It's easier to get popped into that space when you're not worrying about your physical self. And you have no idea how much energy you waste because you just didn't have breakfast right, or you didn't have nutritionals in your body. So your body is wasting all of this energy trying to take care of physical things when it's not transforming that energy for something else. We're getting out in the world and making a difference. And that, to me, is what nutrition is about. Making a difference. My entire life transformed so much when I started tapping into my inner self through nutrition and just feeling better and more vibrant every single day. So that's what allows me to come up here and actually want to give a talk and share with people and not have something scripted out and prepared before I come up. You know, everybody's a conglomerate of their experiences. And my biggest experience that I've ever had in my life that makes me never want to prepare for my talk is actually that I've had, it's funny to say this, I've had brain damage, right? And so I experienced a trauma when I was in my 20s where I couldn't speak for 3 weeks. And it was such a major trauma. At the time where I lived in a small town, they didn't do anything for me. I remember getting wheeled down to the front door of the hospital in a wheelchair, and they just said goodbye to me. And no one noticed that I couldn't make sense. And I had two friends find me 3 miles from the hospital wandering down the road and wanted to know where I was going, and I didn't know. But they took me home. And I ended up just staying in my house for 3 weeks till I could actually make a sentence. One of my friends, I still remember this, it was so funny. He asked me a question and I answered it. And he says, that's pretty good, Roger. It only took 20 minutes that time. Right? So that is always in the back of my mind. Where did I come from, the place where I could not even process information, to where my job now, part of it is processing information and sharing it with people. All of that is possible because I made a change in what I ate. And that change, although I didn't know it at the time, facilitated all the other change in my life. Because my brain got what it needed to actually fix itself. And my whole brain is always processing, it's always growing, it's always, everything is always moving forward. Because of the fact it has the energy and vitality to actually do that. So I put myself in a position to have a different experience in life. It's been changing on and on and on and getting fuller and fuller of that experience. But it all comes down to that simple little thing I love to talk about, getting rid of sugar cravings with KBB. Feed yourself. Feed your real self, and it transforms. Once you take control of your sugar cravings, you take control of your life. I know it sounds funny, but it's the root of every craving and desire that you have. It's all shaded behind that one thing. And if you don't control that one thing, you don't take control of anything else. And I'll tell you, I gave my sugar talk a little bit yesterday, and what did I get nailed at out in the hallway? At least 25 questions about the sugar and something that they wanted to eat, right? Everybody was frightened that they're never going to have a gram of sugar again for the rest of their lives. I have to clear that up. I had sugar last night. I'm going to have sugar to death. You can't get away from sugar, you know. But it doesn't control me. I make a decision to have some. Maybe a piece of chocolate or a dessert once in a while. I make a decision. I'm not doing it unconsciously because I'm just craving things and I'm ruining my health. People ask me about Siaga, they ask me about progesterone. They said, there's agave in it, there's 2 grams of sugar. And I'm looking at it going, that's 80 calories. You're telling me 80 calories out of your 2,500 you're having today is going to throw you into chaos? If that happens, you're on the edge of chaos right now. It just doesn't work that way. What we're talking about is an addiction, not the fact that you can't have anything. A lot of people here love a glass of wine. Am I right? Yeah. Is wine really a preferred choice beverage for breakfast? No. You know, but it doesn't mean you can't enjoy it, really enjoy it, be into it in the social setting and in the context of what it's about. Sugar is the same way. No one's ever going to keep me away from Belgian chocolate for a very long time. But I don't have sugar throughout the day and nonsense junk food that just ruins my health and doesn't have a purpose. When I think of Belgian chocolate, I think about ecstasy and opening my heart and having a love experience. Chocolate reminds me of so many amazing experiences I've had with my wife that I will never share with you. And it has sugar in it. But I don't have it for breakfast. I have changed my system. I want you to know that you have this amazing potential. And you have these amazing products that are literally like bottled potential. That you can just tap into. You have no idea that all these things you want to do and express in life is wrapped up fundamentally in your physical health. Because it's like the base that you work off of. It's the foundation of everything that you do. So getting healthier and making those decisions to have a plan that you take care of with these wonderful products is really kind of the jumping off. It's like a springboard to everything that you're going to do. The more you wake up feeling vibrant and alive with a vision every single morning, is the more you're going to accomplish every single day. The more your mind is going to open up. The mind is just not brain. It's an accessing a different true part of yourself that really wants, or it's the true expression of what you really want to do. And here you are, you're wrapped up in this company that really gives you an opportunity to make all these changes, not only on a physical level, but a mental level. I love the whole coming on here after humans being born. I always thought, ever since I've been in Negan, that is like, I think, my favorite little phrase I've ever heard in the whole company, is humans being born. Because is there anything more true about life than humans being born? Yeah. But it involves being stuck in an airport with my plane was delayed 6 hours. I often tell the fact that I was in one section of the airport that had 400 people in it that were all humans being left. Hey, you know, when you think about that, that's the normal experience we have out in life, is that most people you run into are humans being left. So what is a better expression on what you want to do than to be a human being more? A human tapping into the potential of going out of life and expressing that. And so, but again, it's about nutrition that allows you to do that. We look at things, we look at DHA, and you know, we have the omega green DHA. And very few people understand how important that is to every human being. In my opinion, DHA, that fatty acid that's found in usually fish, it's an omega-3. And you can have this unique product where it's actually from a vegetarian source, so it doesn't deplete the ocean of resources or anything. People think, well, it's an omega-3 that I need, you know, my heart, my brain or something. No, you know, your brain is made up of about 25% DHA, and if it doesn't have it, it suffers. You know, people are looking all over the planet for cures for things like Alzheimer's, dementia. And you know what? At the very base of these things, not the only thing, but at the very base of all these different conditions, is that the brain has been suffering from a lack of what it just needs to function for 30 to 40 years before something shows up. They've done studies on DHA. In fact, it's the exact type that's in the Nika product. They've done studies where they took people with beginning stages of memory loss and beginning stages of Alzheimer's and just gave them one dose of DHA, and within 6 months, their brain was 2 years younger than it was when they started. 2 years younger. And that's a small amount of something. And why did that happen? Because it was an essential nutrient that system needed to function. And it's an essential nutrient that everybody in this room needs to function every single moment. And when it's low, is it just a day where you're just not processing properly, you're not feeling it up, you're not understanding information as clearly, you're not just putting yourself out there because there's just something lacking and you don't know what it is. And if there's anything more important that you have to do, and believe me, I had to learn this myself by not having access to my brain for a long time, is actually taking care of the brain. It's probably become the number one thing that you have to do in this world. Our world, you know, Julie talked about this, the world has become a dangerous place as far as chemicals and environment that impact your health all the time. And you have, one of the main ways that you can offset that is to take all the garbage out of your diet, because you know what? The people that make garbage products, they don't care about you. If they did, they wouldn't have made that product. So why would you want to spend your money that you make going out in the world to change it, to help people, giving it to someone who just doesn't care about you? Five things from companies that you love, that have a vision, that want to do things in the world and make it the place that you want to live in. I know what you're thinking. I've got to find the Belgian chocolate or something that has a vision. But the reality is, that's what nutrition does for you. And omega green, you just cannot ever really fully explain to someone how important that is for your health today and your health 30 years from now. Because as we age, all chronic illness, you know what it is? It's a lack of nutrition from the time you're in your teens to your time as you're 50. Now you think, well, I got old. I have all these things happening to me. I don't know why. It's a genetic thing. No, not a genetic thing. It's the fact that your cells have been missing a certain amount of nutrition for so many years that they can no longer function and they just start to fail. And then all these things pop up. We go get medicines to cover up symptoms and we think we're getting better, but what really happens is you just forgot about your symptom. And you still have it and it's still getting worse every single day. Because it's the root cause of it all is a lack of nutrition. And you know what affects how much nutrition goes into your cell? Not only about just having all the nutrients that you need and all the things and eating really well, you know what affects the actual transport of those nutrients into your cell? It's the energy you create with your vision in life. It's the energy you create by being uplifted that changes the energy and the transport of everything in and out of your cell. That's been documented. If someone's in a bad mood and they're just not happy with their life, they don't think they're going anywhere, they hate their job, all those things shut off mechanisms or transport pathways into your cell to allow nutrition in it, and they don't even understand how it does. But when you change to someone who's positive and wakes up and loves to do something, and loves to do what they're involved in, then those things open up and your cells take on a different energy. And the energy of your cells is made up of that nutrition and that love of life that you have and that vibrancy that you have. It creates this matrix by which your cells get healthy. It's the same way when I talk about, when I talk about nutrition, people often wonder why I bring up magnetic. Because magnetic, to me, is a part of nutrition. I mean, nutrition is something your cells want, right? Your cells need nutrition and function. Every function of your cell is dependent on the type of nutrient to run the process of just functioning the way it's supposed to and running the repair mechanism that actually fixes it. And when the repair mechanisms don't work, the cells fail, and then you have to have a vibrant immune system to take care of that. So often we just gloss over this whole idea of immunity, but the reality is if you're over 50 years old, you need to pay attention to your immune system, because for hundreds of thousands of years, nobody lived as long as everybody in this room. And so your immune system needs support and have this just amazing product for that. That's what brought me into me, and I was the mushroom guy. I didn't know if I wanted to be associated with it. So I wasn't the guy talking about fungi. I was the fun guy talking about it. So I had to get it in my mind, right? But that product alone is something that every single person in this room should be taking every single day of their life. Because your immune system is the last resort for your physical body to take care of itself. It's the last resort to go out and clean up what's actually going on. So you have to, I want you to have this broader vision about what nutrition is. It's the thing that allows you to get somewhere. Kind of like the gas in your car. Your car is a wonderful machine, but it can't get anywhere without the fuel run. You can't expect it to be going 80 miles an hour down the freeway when you don't ever put gas. You can't expect your car to be going 80 miles an hour down the freeway to get you to where you're going if you never put a hook on it. It just doesn't work. But it has this amazing potential while you bought it. It has this amazing potential to take you anywhere you want to go if you just treat it right and you take care of it. And that's kind of what nutrition is about. And you have access to all of it. And again, the magnetics. You know, I've had the most powerful experiences in my time in need. It's all wrapped around magnetics. You know, I always tell this story, and it's probably going to make us feel a little embarrassed, but I always bring up Phil and Gloria at my meetings. They're consultants in northern New Mexico. I had the most touching experience of my life at a meeting with them, where someone who was obviously in their 80s, this Native American woman, was in the room knitting and listening to the meeting. And she was there because Phil met her in a grocery store and gave her a little sampler packet of the Neegan mattress with a little magnet. And she had a grandson with her who had Down syndrome. And he just gave her one. That's what Phil's up. Phil gives things away. And so she gave her experience of how she went home and her grandson sat on that pad, and within a couple of minutes he calmed down. And he was able to behave. And then she bought some insoles and she trimmed them because they were too big, obviously. But she made a jewelry, so she made him a necklace out of the insole in her shoe. And he now knows that that's his misbehaving necklace. So he goes and puts it on, but he's misbehaving because it calls me down. Until she met Phil. And now he's actually in the middle of school. So think about that. No, I'm sorry. This is the same way you need to think about nutrition. You did not give that child anything that cured his Down syndrome. You know what you did? You gave him access to something that occurs in nature, the energy of the earth. And because he was exposed to it, it calmed his nervous system. And people with Down syndrome, people with autism, oftentimes their nervous system is so different from the rest of us that they get overloaded with stimulus in the environment, and they don't have a way to calm themselves or to change the energy that they're experiencing. And when you sit down and reconnect to the earth or connect to the magnetic energy, it just calms the nervous system because your cells recognize that. Your nervous system recognizes that, and it calmed itself. And now his world was much nicer for him. So even if it only improved his world 10%, can you imagine changing someone with Down syndrome their life to be 10% better? Did you ever think that you could possibly do that? I was so excited at my moment and ordered three of those mattress and sampler things, even though I'm not a consultant. And I gave them to my wife because she was at a school where she was taking care of three autistic children. And she gave them to them. And every one of them calmed down. And then one of them cried. This guy was 9 years old. He cried. It was the first time anybody had given him anything. He was from an abusive home and he had autism. And you think about what that life is like. Yet she gave him this thing and they all calmed down and they felt happier. I've never gotten those kids back. They refused to even get let my wife even take them out of the room. That was their thing. And what did we do? We did not do a single thing for autism. We gave them something that calmed their nervous system and allowed them to make a little more sense out of their environment because their cells actually need that type of nutrition to function better. Because they function better, maybe their life is 10% better. You know, for a 9-year-old kid who's living in an abusive home, 10% could seem like a whole another life. And so, I'm going to close here with a little story. Because it's done when you get home. I have to say that. I was on my way to come to this convention, and I went into a retail store called Trader Joe's. I always go to Trader Joe's. It's sort of a thing, but it's kind of a novelty store, ingredients. But I asked the cashier how we're doing, because I love asking the cashiers how we're doing, because most people don't talk to cashiers. And so I asked him, and you know what he said? He goes, "I'm living the dream." You've all heard that, right? Living the dream. He's cashiering at a retail store. He's living the dream. And I know that he was saying it because he was just being funny, right? But to me, I realized at that moment that I have never thought about this a whole lot, that I'm actually living the dream. Right? I'm doing exactly what I want to do. I'm making a living doing exactly what I want to do. And I have the freedom to dream and have a vision about what I want to keep doing and what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. There's going to be thousands of people living the dream. Right? Look at all the people. You're living the dream. You have an opportunity to be involved with something that excites you every single morning and that allows you to do the number one thing that every human being wants to do deep down in their heart. What is that? To make a difference in someone else's life and to help someone. And so we're all here. I've never been in a room so big that had so many people that were living the dream. And so I'm really thankful to Trader Joe's for the end of my talk. we don't realize usually when we're doing something how amazing it is what we're involved in life because we don't step back that often and really look at it. We're caught up in the struggle, but it's really not a struggle. You're in the dream. You're just